Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Ready to feel more reassured about your future? Start or top up your pension today. Visit zurich.ie to learn more.
You're welcome back. Now, Transport Infrastructure Ireland has announced a number of increases to tolls across the national road network, effective from the 1st of January next year. Among the roads to see increases will be the M50 and the Port Tunnel in Dublin, which will see many road users charged an additional 10 cents. There will be a €1 increase for those travelling southbound during morning peak hours of 6am to 10am through the Port Tunnel, rising from €13 to €14. We will be debating this later on in the programme, but first, let's get some analysis now on what these price rises mean. And we're joined by Brian Caulfield, Professor of Transportation at Trinity College Dublin. You're welcome to the programme, Brian.
Thanks
now,
for having me on.
TFI puts these price increases down to inflation. Do you think they're justified, starting with the €14 to use the Port Tunnel?
So first of all, with the Port Tunnel, the purpose of that piece of infrastructure is to get freight out of Dublin city centre. And the increase in the toll on that is to deter cars that are currently using it. And they say that there's too many cars using it at that particular time of day. So they're increasing the price to try and deter cars from it. So it fulfills its original purpose of being a freight tunnel.
Okay.
I suppose that's the first one. So I think that one's probably okay.
Okay, so that one, in your view, is justified if you're going to see heavy and haulage transport using this, as distinct from people in their cars. But let's talk about the M50. We're seeing another price increase there. That's the busiest road in the country. It'll prompt that question, won't it, Brian? Is the tolling of this road fair? It has been a discussion point since tolls were set up in it. But that question as well as to why it's only tolled at one point on the road. So there's many people will use the M50 and they won't pay a thing. And then others on their daily commute will pay twice.
Yeah, exactly. So it's the busiest road in the country, and it's also the most lucrative road in the country for TII. Last year, they got about €212 million from it. There is an argument, and there has been for quite some time, that there should be multi-point tolling on the M50. And TII themselves, back in 2018, said that they were in favour of it. So I suspect it needs a political push to make it happen. But what that would be different points along the M50, which would be tolled, which would, I suppose, spread the pain of the toll across the motorway. And to ensure that, as you say, you're not shooting fish in a barrel at the other side, on the north side of the M50.
Yeah, I mean, the question is, should tolls be a permanent structure? Should there be a permanent piece? There was always this idea that road tolling was in place to pay for the road. And if the road's paid for, you know, in essence, many drivers would say we shouldn't have to pay for it anymore.
Yep, and that's a very logical argument, and it's one that I would use myself. But the way in which the cost-benefit analysis will be set up for these motorways will be that it will pay for itself back over maybe 60-year time period. And after, say, a 30-year time period, the asset itself, so be it the bridge or the stretching motorway, needs to be renewed. So then there's a cost associated with that. If the state doesn't take on that cost, then it's borne back into tolls.
Yeah, and look, just going back to the unfairness question around this, where, you know, motorists on one point of the M50 will pay for tolls, but they won't elsewhere. For people using the M4 or M3, they're hit with yet another price rise, but drivers on other roads aren't. Like, how did we end up in that situation where it costs much more to drive to Navan or to Limerick than it does to drive to Wexford?
I suppose they were kind of baked into the business cases that were put forward for these roads, and certain roads needed more infrastructure, or perhaps, say, the Waterford or the Wexford motorways, they maybe weren't as attractive because of the amount of traffic volume for a private investor to come in and pay for a section of the road. So the state ended up paying for a part of the road. But one of the things that TII said last year when they increased their tolls was that this revenue would be used to pay for the upgrade and to pay for the maintenance of roads. But this year alone, there was a 16% increase in road spend in the budget. So road infrastructure got an extra €92 million. So I'm not sure if that argument still will hold much water, given that they're now increasing the tolls again with inflation.
All right. Well, we will be discussing the rise in tolls after 5:30 this evening with Michael Murphy of Fine Gael and Pa Daly of Sinn Féin. But for there, Brian Caulfield, Professor of Transportation at Trinity College Dublin, we will leave it. Thank you for your analysis on that. And text us 51551. What is your view on the tolls? Do you mind paying for them if it's good roads that you're travelling on? Or do you take issue with these price rises? Do tell us.
Email drivetime@rte.ie.
Returning now to the road toll increases that we discussed earlier in the programme, these will mean, if you haven't seen the figures already, 10 cent increases for the M50, M3 and M4 and a 1 euro increase for the Port Tunnel in Dublin for those travelling southbound during morning peak hours of 6am to 10am through the Port Tunnel. That brings the charge there to 14 euro. Sean O'Neill from Transport Infrastructure Ireland told the News at One that these costs are due to inflation.
It's unfortunate, but it's the impact of inflation. And we're seeing that across the network. And the agreements that we have with the PPP operators allow for the increase against inflation. Inflation is used as a capping mechanism as well. So that means they can't go beyond that. So it does put some controls on it. But unfortunately, due to inflation, there is an increase.
Due to inflation, there is an increase, says Sean O'Neill. Well, I'm joined now by Pat Daly, Sinn Féin spokesperson on transport and TD for Kerry, and also by Michael Murphy, chair of the Oireachtas Transport Committee, and Fine Gael TD for Tipperary South. You're both very welcome to the programme. Michael Murphy, what's your view of the toll charge increases and can they be justified?
Yeah, just before I answer that question, can I just acknowledge yesterday's interview with Susan Gray? Susan and her organisation, Parked, are such positive advocates on behalf of victims. And I know I speak for Deputy Daly as well. We're absolutely committed to working with Susan and her organisation in terms of our 10-point plan. Look, I think that the Board of TII needs to reflect on this decision. Just because the rules allow for an increase, I don't think it's necessarily the right thing to do. I have to acknowledge that TII have been given significant additional exchequer funding for next year, an increase of 19%. So I have to ask the question whether these toll hikes are justified at all. I think there's a difference clear between what's technically permitted and what's fair. I think the Board of TII need to show a bit of judgment and sensitivity in terms of what families are going through right now. Of course, our roads need to be maintained and improved, but I think this latest increase sends the wrong message.
Well, you will know in government all about inflationary rises and the impact that that has in business. And I suppose the defence from the Transport Infrastructure Ireland point of view is that this is down to inflation. A 10 cent increase is unavoidable here, that everything else is going up. So from their point of view, can you see the argument that, well, if everything else is going up, these price rises are inevitable in these times?
Yeah, look, that's why we increased exchequer funding for 2026 by an additional 533 million, a 19% increase. Like, the capital allocation for TII this year was just under 2.9 million or billion. The capital allocation for 2026 for TII is 3.5 billion euros.
So they're getting more to accommodate these inflationary rises.
Absolutely, right. From exchequer funding. And that's why I think they need to reflect. Like, TII has a responsibility not just to balance the books, but to act in the public interest. And I would again appeal to TII to take another look at this.
I want to bring Pat Daly in here. From your point of view, what should government do, Pat? If Sinn Féin were in government today, what would they do?
Well, first of all, I'm agreeing with what Michael is saying, but I think that the government need to intervene here. The motorists are being punished at every turn, whether it's the insurance costs, whether it's carbon tax hikes. We were already paying some of the highest fuel prices in Europe, and the government went ahead with another carbon tax hike earlier on this month. And now after this announcement, motorists are facing another more additional pressure after the announcement of tolls. But it's not going to end there either, Claire. From the 1st of January also, the Renewable Transport Fuel Obligation Scheme is going to add a further 2 or 3 cents per litre. So it's not down to, you know, the war in Ukraine or anything like that. It's clear political choices. We have the very or some of the very highest costs in Europe, and in the run-up to the election last year, Minister Dara O'Brien called for the increases to be scrapped in the Dáil last week. He said that the toll increases were far too high. Again, this time last year, Mr. Pascal Donoghue urged caution about further toll increases, said he didn't favour them. And also their supporters in government, like the Healy Ray brothers, actually asked for a carbon tax to be scrapped, and now they're standing by. Well, that's increased.
So they shouldn't go ahead.
There was a deferral back in 2022. The increases were deferred for 6 months until the 1st of July 2023, when the government intervened to address cost of living pressures. If anyone who is working on the ground will know that the cost of living is rampant. And it that, is even and you're more looking, so sorry, than
just to get to the point on it, Pat, you're looking for that deferral, as was done in 2022. You want to see that happen again. Let's put that to Michael Murphy. Couldn't these charges be deferred? I mean, many people will say post-budget, you know, that they're going to be out of pocket in the next year. There aren't the same credits. There aren't the same. There isn't that little bit for everyone in the audience this year. And that then they see a rise in toll charges and they're wondering, why can't the government do something about this? You could defer these charges, couldn't you?
Yeah, well, I think, first of all, I think it's important to point out that these tolls are regulated under specific contracts. Many of those contracts are linked to inflation formulas, contracts that were put in place many years ago. I don't think it's something that the minister can simply override without serious legal and financial consequences for the state. But that said, I agree with Pat. I think the TII and indeed government need to look at this again, whether this automatic link to inflation is fair in the current cost of living context. I think where government can act is by increasing investment in alternative transport options, and we see significant investments, for example, in Bus Connect's DART Plus programme and indeed regional road upgrades. Look, we've increased significantly exchequer funding to TII in budget 2025 and also budget 2026.
But Michael, I just want to come on to, I suppose, the whole issue around tolls and the feeling of unfairness, I suppose, that's out there around there. Firstly, looking at the broader geographical unfairness behind the toll road system, and it depends what road you're travelling on, whether you are forking out or not. I mean, is that fair?
Look, I think over time we need to examine whether tolling remains the fairest model, especially routes like the M50, which are now really essential.
I'm sorry for cutting in, but when you say over time... When you say over time, I mean, this road has been paid for. You got point to the M50. There were complaints about the tolls back like over 20, 30 years ago. There were complaints about the tolls on those roads. So are we still going to be talking about that now? Or do you think that a conversation and maybe the action is needed at political level around that?
Look, I think I have no issue with having a conversation in that regard, and I'm sure that's something, you know, with the permission of the membership of the committee, we look at that. But of course, you know, tolls play an important role in funding our roads infrastructure investment. It's not just down to Exchequer funding as well. I'm particularly concerned, I just want to make the point about the impact of the increase in terms of the port tunnel at peak times. Like, nobody uses the port tunnel at peak time as an optional route. More often than not, it's simply people trying to get to work. It could be medical appointments, general appointments, or just simply to drop their children to school. And that's why I'm, you know, joining and aligning myself with Deputy Daly's view in terms of...
You're both in agreement.
The Board of TII to reflect on that increase.
I want to bring Pat Daly in briefly on this. I mean, should we pay tolls at all, or should all tolls come out of general taxation in Sinn Féin's view?
Well, certainly there has to be a conversation, because wherever you have PPPs and the consequent tolls, whether it's when it's building the Courts of Criminal Justice, which levied a 30-year, 27 million a year price tag repayment, the costs to the ordinary people in the state are going to be much higher, whether that's through direct tolls or whether it's through general taxation. But you know, it's, and I see what you're saying about, you know, the various geographical discrimination, if you want to call it that. But there are people going to school, dropping their children to school, medical appointments in all sides, whether it's on the southern ring of the M50 or whether it is on the Wexford Road or the Clonie and the Kinnegad Road. We had committed an extra 200 million for public transport in our alternative budget. Right. And that's certainly something that needs to be. We need an all-Ireland public transport system. And you mentioned, Claire, the port tunnel. Like, there are people working in Dublin from Dundalk, say, from Newry. You can't get a train from Newry to get you into Dublin before 9 o'clock in the morning. So until that is done, it's unfair to punish them further While at the same time, there's also the motor tax surcharge for middle and low income.
All right, and I'm sure
they are being punished by having to pay in instalments.
And motorists are texting in to say as much. You both seem to be in agreement on this one, whether we will see any change, any deferral on those price increases, though we do not know. But for now, Michael Murphy and Pat Daly, thank you.